Okay, Be'ez Hashem, the halachas of forbidden images. This is a sachna, very negeya. A lot of different echatimses, how it can be negeya. For example, pictures of suns, pictures of moons, the kids come home, especially now we just have Parashat Bereishis, all the kids come home from Cheda, from Gan, with all pictures of the creation of the Welt, with the pictures of the sun and the moon, and they kind of come up to Yosef and all the dreams, and how all this is negeya. Come up to halachas of Zon. The halachas of owning dolls, the halachas of taking pictures, owning pictures, and all these halachas. The recurrent volume of all of these shailas is a pasuk. The pasuk in Parashat Yisro says, "Lo yifasun iti." The person should not recreate something, right? What does that mean? So, that's the first of all, it's interesting how the pasuk over here of not making these images came straight after Har Sinai. Mamash, straight after the Kabbalah Satorah Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael, Mamash has saw the revelation of the Ribono Shel Olam, and Pasha didn't need any, you know, backup into Emun and Betachin and the Ribono Shel Olam. They saw Pasha, the Anochi Hashem Elokeichem, Mamash, everything was right in front of them. After picking straight away, the Torah says, Issa in the Torah, and that is Loisa Suniti, which is, as we're going to Be'ez Hashem explain tonight, in order to recreate and make replicas of various images. There's two Gemaras that we're going to base the halachas on. The first Gemara is the Gemara of the Zohar that from Gimel on the base. It's also as Yedua. It's a Gemara of Shoshan Chavdal. The Gemara that there brings, there are three main Isurim that are involved. We're not going to speak about all of them. We're not going to have time. But the main Isurim we'll get to. There's three. Let's speak out one by one. Number one, the Gemara says, Lo yisasum gedmush sham shoy. That means you can't make a heichel, a chaser, a shulchan, and a menorah. Dahainu. Anything that was in the Beis HaMikdash, if you're going to be making something that's doimeh, so that was made in the Beis HaMikdash, that's rather going to be awesome. That's nichal in the pasuk. Number two, says the Gemara, Lo yisasum gedmush sham shoy, misham shenufanim b'maroy. Dahainu. You can't make swafim, ufanim, chayis hakodesh, the chamar, the sun, the levana, the moon, and the kechovim, the stars. Those are things that are in Shemaim. And number three, says the Gemara, you cannot make an image of a human being. So the best thing, the Gemara, Shoshana, and Avodah Zarah spell out that these are the three basic Isurim. We're not going to get to replicas of the Beis HaMikdash, although it is Negeah when sometimes a person buys himself a candlestick with a few different types of branches on it. It's Negeah, but we're not going to get into that so much. Beis Hashem, we want to get into the main shailas, which are Be'etzem, number one, human beings, that we'll get to at the end. And now, the first thing we're going to speak about is the sun and the moon and the stars. So those Be'etzem are the shailas that we want to get into. What is the reason for this Issa? Says the Sforna, says the Evan Es, the Pshat HaDeir Poshet, when we dive into the Ribono Shel Olam, we have to realize we're dabbling straight with the Ribono Shel Olam. Mimela, if you're making an image, if you're making something, a replica of what the Ribono Shel Olam made, you're ki'ilu making a middleman. Mimela, that's not the correct thing to do. That's one pshat in the Mephoshim, what's the reason for the Issa. The Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah says a different pshat. Says the Ritzvah, Poshet, not covered till Maila. That's not covered till Maila, to reform, to recreate something, make a replica of something that the Rabbi Yisrael himself made. Mimela, that's the reason for the Issa. Now, says the Shach in Yehudea, Simukuf Mem Alev Sikot in Yudzai. Zuk the Shach, just like it's also on Shabbos to tell somebody to do an Issa, the Hainu go. You know, that's also going to do something on Mirela. How can we know? Of a Zuk the Shach. It's the same thing over here. That means, about that we know, it's also for a person to actually recreate them himself. How about to ask a goy? So the Zuk the Shach, it's about going to be Asa. So for example, right, Be'ez Hashem will get the lochas of taking pictures. Oh, but not as long as taking pictures is the Shaila of a Doraisa. Shaila of Leisa Suniti. So you're going to say, Tzena, I won't take the picture. I'll ask a goy now to take pictures for me. Zuk the Shach, it's about the Asa. If it's Asa for you to take the picture, if, later, we'll get the lochas of Maisa Be'ez Hashem. But if it's Asa for you, then the Mele is Asa to ask a goy. And that's the Psaq, Be'etzim of the Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Chochma Sodom bin Zidna Locha, Kitta Shulchan Or, the Divin Malkiel, the Chulei, and that's the Maisa of the Psaq. It's also to ask a goy to do something that's also for yourself to do. Let's go right up. Let's clarify, first of all, what the Issa is, and then we'll speak out all the Heterim, and then Beis Hashem will go through every single one of the examples and how they apply to the Heterim. Number one, what is the Etzem Issa? What's the Issa of recreating? So those are the Pasha, those are both in the Gemara, to actually make them yourself, to recreate them, that's about the Issa. What about Shehiyah? What about to keep them in your house? Somebody else made a replica of something that's Asa, a human being, an animal, a sun, a moon, whatever it may be. How about to leave it in your house? So it's involved in the Gemara that is an issa not only to make, but there's also an issa to actually keep. Abkidekach, the Marami Rutenberg, and this is Pashtus, the Shitas Ramban, is as though that the issa of loisa suniti is not only on the afir shaboy, it's not only on the making, but it's who had been on the shihir. That means, according to Marami Rutenberg, there's an issa min hatoira for a person to keep in his house anything that's also to make. Right? As I state Marami Rutenberg, and that's Pashtus the Ramban learns also. Comes along Tosis, Shitas Harosh, many other Rishonim. This is the Maisa, is the Mahalach of Rav Rishonim, is nine. Midoraisa, it's also for a person to actually make the Zach, to make the image. Oh, but once it was made by somebody else, to leave it in your house, to keep it in your house, is an Issa Durabonon Mishum Chashad. What's the Chashad? That's the Machlokes. Tosfos says the Chashad is Avodah Zarah. If you're keeping this in your house, even though you didn't make it, so Tosfos, people are going to think, hey, this guy over here is worshipping Avodah Zarah. He's worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's the Chashad. As I state in Tosfos. Zug the going, no, that's not the Chashad. Zug the going, you know what the Chashad is? The Chashad is not the Pshat that you're over the Zohar, but you made it! The Bible is an Issa Dereis of a person to make these images, and you've got it in your house? Zug the going, so if someone sees it in your house, he's going to say, ah, so he obviously made it. So maybe that's the Chashad. It's a tremendous, massive nafkamina lalocha lemaisa, klapa will see Beis Hashem, Shittis Litvon, Chochmus Odom, what happens if something is not over the Avodah Zarah? That will pasha be the nafkamina. But the maisa to move on from the Gemara, and we said, as I passed in lalocha and Shulchan Aruch, that is an issa number one, to make it, number two, to keep it in your house. Ad kadei kach, zuk the piskei tshuva, says the Piskei Tshuva as well. He brings over there a Shelis Yaivitz and Chelik Alef Semer Kuf Ayin. Shelis Yaivitz says as well. There was a Maisa Shehoya in Amsterdam. Maisa Shehoya was when Rebbe Lezer became one of the big Nossi over there. So they made a coin with his face on the coin. They stamped, they embossed the actual face of him into this coin. Zugdi Shelis Yaivitz, they were over on two Isserim. Isser number one, Isser Sunati, they made an Isser, they made an image. That's about the awesome. Isser number two is people actually kept it in their houses and they made that an Isser. So it's a double posh at the Kuli Alma that there's two Isserim. One is an Isser Doraisa, we paskin, that's to make it, and the other is an Isser Durabonon for a person to actually keep it into his house. Again, Maram Rutenberg calls it Doraisa, but like upon him, we said if he were Shain him with paskin Ishtasai. Let's now, Beis Hashem, go through. I have Be'erach 7 heterim. We'll see the Mekoris, how the Gemara comes out, where these heterim come from. And then, Beis Hashem, let's go through one by one, through all the different shailas and all the different interesting zachen that come out, and how they apply to every single one of their heterim. So, Baruch Hashem, we know now what the issa is, we know what it applies to. Let's speak out the heterim. Heter number 1, 2, and 3. Zorven the Gemara. The Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, that Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, says as follows. It's a Ganser Gemara. I'm not going to go now through the Ganser Gemara. It's Kedai to see the Gemara. Just push it to know the Inyonim. But the Gemara ends off like this. The Gemara says, that Avodah Shmuel and Levi davened in a certain shul. And when in this shul, they had some kind of image over there that was awesome. So the Gemara, what's the pshat? The Gemara, Rabbim. There was a Rabbim over there. Remember, if it's a Rabbim of people, were not choshed for Avodah Zarah. Zuk the Gemara, famous kasha. It's often the Mishnah, everybody knows from Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says Rabbi Gamliel had all the Eidim come to his house in order to say if there was a new moon or not. So what did he have? Zuk the Mishnah, he had in his office images of the moon. Fact the Gemara, how is Rabbi Gamliel allowed to do that? How was Rabbi Gamliel allowed to have in his office replicas of the actual moon? Or different shapes of the moon, whatever it may be. Abba Lamai says the Issa. Zug the Gemara is 3 Tirutzim. And from these 3 Tirutzim are the first 3 Heterim that we're going to use Be'ez Hashem. Mamish Lalocha Lamaisa. Heter number 1, the Gemara says as follows. Kiven the Nasi who? Shchiach Rabin Gadei. He was a Nasi. Can imagine what went on over there. Bizman Rish Chodesh, people were flocking in one after the other. There was a Rabin. Mimein, like we said before, as the Gemara said before in the Zohar, that whenever there's a Rabin, We're not choishish of Avodah Zarah if something is dispersed in the Rav. That's heter number 1. Heter number 2 is with the Gemara. It was prokim havi. It was something that wasn't fixed mamash to the wall. It sort of went on, went off. You know, sometimes it went on, so you're holding half there, whatever it may be. And then maybe that's not fixed. There's no chashash of Avodah Zarah in such a case. And the last one, also tremendous heter, is with the Gemara, nehislamed is shiny. What was it there for? It wasn't there lanoi. It wasn't there to beautify his room. What was the moon there for? To teach people, was it moon like this? Was the moon like this? Was this the Rosh Chodesh? That was what it's there for. Mimele, the purpose of the Gemara is to teach you something. There's no Issa B'chlal. As we state the Gemara, those are three basic tirutzim. Now, from those tirutzim, it comes out sach nafkaminis alocha lemaisa. One of them can say poshut, a coin. Let's say a coin has a double osa on it. That's a shayla d'sheis. Yeah, that's what we're going to get into. But be'etzem, a coin is something berabim. If you made yourself a private coin in your house or for your mishpacha with something osa on it, that's another going to be a shayla. But if you make a coin, and this is be'etzem the hetzer for all the coins, for example, in England, that they have the head of an actual person on it, there are other tame also. But one of the main terim is, it's a rabbin. The main is of the Gemara, anything that's a rabbin, there's no chashash over the soul. So, this is brought down in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, in Yerideas, Siman Kuf, Mem, Aleph, Sif, Dalet. The Halacha is that a brother with Paskin, that if it's a rabbin, it's mutter, and Kedil Islamid, it's also going to be mutter. So that's Hetzer number 1, 2, and 3. Very, very negay. Again, as I said, we'll get to practical examples and how we fit each one. Okay. Hetzer number 4. Hetzer number 4 is Azai. There's a machlekes, but it starts from the Gemara, but there's a machlekes rishonim, if the image has to be boiled or not boiled. The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, one place, one of the answers why somebody had some kind of image, so the Gemara, that was boiled. The Hainu, it stuck out. It was a 3D image, and a 3D image is what's asa. Bet the Gemara kasha. Rabbi Gamliel, how did Gamliel have the sun and the moon all over his office? So the Gemara, Kibun the Nasu, Rabbim. It's called a Rabbim. Fetosis Akasha. Why did you say a better Teretz? Why didn't the Gemara say the reason why Rabbi Gamliel had over there the moon? Not a bushel. It wasn't burned. It was a painted picture of the moon on his wall. It wasn't stuck out. It wasn't a 3D image. So it's mutter. As if Fetosis. Zug Tosus b'shem Rabbi Natan b'shem Devi. Sach Poskim, Sach B'shenim, Etzem Shitas HaRambam, many other B'shenim say as follows: that the issa of doing something, of drawing something, if it's a sun, a moon, or stars, it's osa even if it's not boinet. And even if it's not 3D, it's going to be osa. We'll explain in a minute why. Masha'ein came when I have a human being. I have a human being, and I draw this thing. Not 3D, then it's mutter. Only when it's 3D it's going to be awesome. So again, this was the same, simple. There's a chiluk, there's a difference. A sun and a moon and a star is only osa. It's osa always. The hainu, whether it's 3D, well, it's not 3D. But she'engen, a human being, is only osa if it's sticking out, if it's a 3D. What's the pshat of a poshet? Zuptosis. What's the what's the chiluk? Who cares? Zuptosis poshet. Because when a person looks at the sun, or the moon, or the stars, what does he see? Does he see a 3D image? No. You see a flat, round thing. That's the moon. Mimela, how you're drawing it, is how you see it. Masha'en, then when you see a human being, what are you seeing? A 3D image. If you're seeing a 3D image, it's only osa to draw a human being in a 3D image. Now, la'alocha l'mais, a tremendous machlokes in the Rishonim. Let's speak out some of the machlokes. Many, many Rishonim hold, like what we said, like Josephus, in which case, sun, moon, and stars is always osa. Human beings is only going to be osa if it's a 3D image. As we pass from the Rambam, Rabbi Nutam, the Rosh Boton Beisaysev, the Smag, and the Chofetz Chaim Sefer Mitzvahs also goes with this Mahalach. However, many Rishonim Paskin Estazot. For example, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Taz, the Kesef Mishnah, they want to say no. They want to say there's no nafkamina between anything. And the main of it's going to be Osa, even if it's not going to be sticking out. They're going to be Chomek on this Mahalach, and they hold even if it's not going to hide. If you draw a human being on a piece of paper, they will hold that Osa. Even though the Rambam and other Rishonim said before would hold its mutter because it's not boiled. Oh, but these Rishonim all know that a human being is always osa, no nafkamina, if it's boiled or not. How do we paskin halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yehudei Esam HaKuf HaMarasi Dalet. Paskin like Shitas HaRambam, Lahakul, Wemekul. And that means as I state in the Shulchan Aruch, that to draw a sun, and a moon, and a stars, in a 2D, not 3D fashion, that's 100% osa. Masha'engi, in a human being, a replica of a human, right, that's not sticking out, that's only in a piece of paper, is mutter lechatchela. As well as the psak la'alocha of the Shulchan Aruch. Simameila lefizeh, we have a teretz. Again, not speaking out so much halacha lemaisa yet. Of a lemaisa comes out that, for example, any picture that a person has on an American bill or on an English pound note, whatever it may be, or pictures that we take, all of these things are not boiled. If they're not boiled, they're not 3D, it's mutter lechatchila. Again, there's not many Rishonim, like we said, she's just a taz as well, that wants to be machme. Of a lemaisa, the psak in Shulchan Aruch is to be makel in that situation. So that's a heter number 4.
Heta number five. Also, that's a tremendous heta. Heta number five. A tzura she'ena shleima. A non-full tzura. Also, a tremendous nafkamina lacha. All of these things you're going to see, Beis Hashem, when we get to the examples, pashut one after the other. These are mamash nageya. So heta number five is a tzura she'ena shleima. The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, again, that we said, Mem Gimel, is they made for Rabbi Yehuda some kind of ring. And on this ring, they had a tzura. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, take off the eye. As we said to Gemara, take off the eye. What do you see from the Zuk that we're showing him? That if you have a tzura and there's something missing, it's not a full tzura, so it's mutter. And there's the Maisa that the Shulchan Aruch brings again, La Locha La Maisa, over there, Kufam Aleph, Sif Zayin. That if you have a picture, a tzura, and it's not sholim, for example, it's only the head, and this is going to be again, Nocha Heta for the coins, Nocha Heta for a lot of pictures. If you've only got the head, or a head and some of the body, and you haven't got the guts to go with the whole tzura, that's going to be mota. Now, the Maisa of the Piskei Tshuva brings many that are cholit, the Shlach Kodesh, for example, the Chochmas Odom himself is also Machmer over here, and many want to be Machmer, it's a Machleikis, but again, like we said, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, the Hokel, there's no Piskei Tshuva, B'shem Shlo and Chochmas Odom that are Machmer, that even if it's not a tzura shleima, that means even if it's only a head, they want to be Machmeh and say that is an Issa. Which case? That was no. There was some kind of image there. Pasha was the whole thing. So he took off the eye. Okay, how do we pass in that machlokes? Anybody want the names? Is that Zoe? Most poskim hold that only if it's 100% shalim, it's asa. The moment it's not shalim, it's the seder gomor. As we pass with the Rosh, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Levush, the Shach, Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Rabbi, Yad Ktanim, Mishnebura, Shevet Halevi, a few that I managed to write down. Vaita, on the other side we have the ones that hold on. They want a taina that even a partial image is asa. Now, even if you've got just the head, or just the head and the shoulders, then alain is going to be asa. As we pass with the smag, the Marit, the Prisha, the Taz, the Yaivis, Chochmas Odom, Kishkitshuva, Kitzah, Shulchan Aruch, the Ben Ishchai, the Mechishtambach, they want a Taina that's going to be Asa. So again, tremendous Machloikis, there's definitely a Mokim as a Tzirut to be Mekel together with other Tzirufim of all the other Heterim. Two last Heterim, probably the most Negei Heterim that we have. Hatzah number six. A Bezoi. Look at the Gemara in the Bezoi. The Gemara says, the Mishnah, they found a Kli. And on this Kli, they found a Tzura that was Asa. So, by the Zohar, they get a Tzura. Zug the Gemara, check it out to the Yam. Zug the Mishnah Ben Gamliel. Hold on a minute, it depends. If it's a Kli that's a Kovadika Kli, a Chosh of a Kli, then about it, that's going to be Asa. Why? Because then it has to be Choshish, that it's a Beda Zohar. No one puts a Beda Zohar in a garbage Kli. Where do you put a Beda Zohar? A Chosh of a Kli. So if you find a Chosh of a Kli with an image on it, that's about the Asa. Of a Zug Mishnah Ben Gamliel, if you find it on, nothing, a disposable garbage Kli, then Zuk the Gemara, Zuk the Shingam Neil, that's about the going to be Mutta. I don't have to be Choshish that some people have a desire on a disposable rubbish Kli. That the Maisa, if you find something at Surah, again, we're going to see how this is Mamish Negel Allah and the Maisa to most houses in Klal Yisrael. This chapter right now. Is the Maisa, if you find something on a Choshiva, Kli, a Kovadika Kli, then it's a Shaila of Avodah Zorah Mashiach. If it's not, then it will be a Mokim Demi Meikol. And the last Heta, also, this is probably the biggest Heta that we have, the date of all the Tain that we said. Heta number 7. The Mimic of the Goyim. Zot the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritzvah says in Rosh Hashanah, again, it's Kedai to go to the Loshan, it's a Modig Loshan, how he explains it. Oh, but he said, the Ritzvah's Maskana is that nowadays, nobody worships human beings. As I state the Ritzvah, and as I pass in the Halacha Lemaisa, the Chochmas Odom. Chochmas Odom says it's not the derech for goyim to do Avodah Zorah on human beings. Memela. We said in the beginning, the issa to make it is the Kuli Alma, right? There's no hesed for anybody over here to start becoming a door manufacturer and start making these things. Again, like we said, it's also for you to make it, also for going to make it, Masad you, and further, that's no shayla. What's the shayla that's negated to us? Shehiya, keeping it in your house. What do we say the issa of the Gemara? To keep it in your house is al chashad. What was the main issa of chashad? The fikaisus was al avodah zarah. If the derech ha'olam is nobody worships human beings, then there's no chashad anymore.
Because the whole reason to ask for leaving in your house is why? It's chashad. Maybe if there's no chashash of a desire, so maybe there's no chashad of leaving in your house also. So those are the ma'isa are their tev. Now the only problem with the last one is, if you look at the Lashon of the Ramah over there, in Kufa Malaf and Yeridea, it's not so mashma that way. It's mashma from the Ramah over there that it could be it's an issa, even the ma'isa b'siman hazeh. As I stated already in the Ramah, again, it's a mashmeris in the Ramah, it's not mufurish, but we have a mitzvah and we have a chachmas adam in that nekuda. Okay, so let's go now. Now we have, Baruch Hashem, we know what these surim are. We have the SM 7 heterim. Let's apply the 7 heterim to all the shaylas that the post can speak about, one by one. Let's say, according to the Gemara, according to the Rishonim, as we spoke out, there's a badu in Issa to draw a picture of a sun or a moon or the stars. And as we explained in Shittas Tosfos, that means even if it's not a boilit the Gatsura, dahainu, even though it's not a 3D image, it's only a 2D, it's only a flat image on a piece of paper, that's a vada going to be asa. Right? As we state, the reason why it's a problem. Now, what about, let's go speak about the mice and what we draw. Zugda Poskin, the Chinuch says, and Milchas Chinuch says like this, any image that's represented by how you draw it is asa. Dahainu. When we draw a sun, or even a child draws a sun or a moon, that's not the ma'isa how it looks. Right? You can always paint that. That's not a sun. Right? That's how we draw a sun. About that, that's how we represent the sun. That's how we look at the sun. So maybe that's going to be an issa. So for example, right? Take a few examples coming down, going down the line over here. If any, let's say a crescent of the moon. If we take the moon and we start drawing some kind of, you know, image that I understand the moon to be, that's about going to be asa. Even if the moon, the ma'isa, is in this exact shape. Hu hadin, zug de poskim. You have a child that draws the sun and the moon in a way that they understand. So Moshe says in Nigus Moshe that even though Be'etim is not a real surah of an actual sun or a moon as we know it really, in science, whatever it may be, of Mabalzug of Moshe, that a child represents it in this Mahalach, then about it's going to be Asa. So that would mean, for example, if you take yourself a sun, a circle, with a couple of rays from it, that's about the Asa. Aye, the sun doesn't have rays that you can see, so what? This is our Pidim Milchas Chinuch, that if a person, if it's represented in this way, if this is the way that we look at a sun and a moon, that how we represent it, then Avada Zuk B'Moshe, it's Nichlal in the Issa. That means even if, for example, a person draws a drawing on a black piece of paper, and he draws black, and he leaves out a few dots there to be the stars, then Avada, that's going to be Asa. Right? Or for example, okay, we'll get to stars in a few minutes. The man says, what's halacha with that? Somebody asked once, it's an interesting shayla. What about on some of these, I think in America they have these bottles, they have little suns on them. So now the man says, the post can say it's mutter, because it has, I'm thinking, a smile over there and a couple of eyes in the middle over there. That's the man going to be mutter, maybe in Snapple or something, one of these drinks. That's going to be mutter, because that's a vada no shaykhas to the sun. But now, we're discussing when a person draws a sun in a regular mahalach. Again, you're drawing a regular whole sun. This is nichlal in the Issa. What about half pictures? Although Poskim Ravozin and Shevet Halevi, for example, Chelik Zayin says that if you draw a half picture, the Hainu, a half circle of the sun, then Avada that's Mota. It's only entire sun, entire round circle of the sun, that's Avada going to be a problem. But if it's only half, it's Mota. Masha Inkim, when it comes to the moon, you can't say that. Because the moon is often that shape. Again, there's no doubt, Kitshuva brings down different sheetahs that hold its Mota. But Sak Poskim want to say that half the moon is still a problem. How about the sun that's half in the clouds? Behind you, a kid draws clouds, and then they come over there, they put a sun. That's about going to be us, the Zukumnissan Galenitz. Why? That's how we represent it. That's how we look at a sun and clouds. That's the way of representing this thing, and therefore that's why it's Nichon the Issa. Now, there are poskim, for example, with the Zulofa that I spoke to, and others want to say the same mahalach, is that if you take the corner of a page and draw a small, like a quarter of a circle, right, in the corner of a page, that's mutter. That's not a sun bachlal, that's no shaykhas bachlal. Even though that's how we represent it, that's mamash got no shaykhas to the sun itself. Mashaink, and you do it in the clouds, that's about to go to shaykhas, how we represent it. Stars. Zubamissan Karelit, Zubam Shevet Halevi. A star. A star is no shaykhas to how we represent it. Most people, most kids, for example, when they're drawing a star, how they draw a star, a corner, back and take it to a circle, it's got corners, little points on it. That's not a star. Everybody knows the Kulam is masking. That star doesn't look like that. So made up of Pekin Zuk the Poskim. About this is the Mahalach, how we represent this item. This is how we represent this, how we know a star. The made of it's also. As we state to Shevet Halevi and Chelik Zayin and the Chodshoni also. We're mainly going to have to be machmeh on the stars also. people draw stars, for example, on a sefer or on somewhere in order to say kilu ayin shom and a different star, that's a vada mutter, because they're not doing it to represent an actual star itself. A magen dovid is a vada going to be mutter, because there's no etzem tzura of a star itself. And stars on the ceiling that people have sometimes in shuls and all these things are not the seder. It's not good to draw these things on people have on ceilings, on sorts of designs. These are rather going to be problems. Taking. Oh, we're going to get sticky stars in a minute. Taking a picture, again, up, like we said in the beginning, from the Makayus, that if we take something, a star, as a sheet of Tosfos, that is a star, a sun, or a moon, and it's flat, it's about going to be Asa. So the person, what do you do with taking a picture? And the Hanami, the person can say, it's about the Asa. For a person to take a picture of the sun, or of the moon, or of the stars, and others, it's so we have to done the Shaila, but it's, what is a picture? Is it a grammar? Is it a Maisa? The person can want to say, if it's a Polaroid camera, for example, that the picture comes out Miyad, or Bismanenu, we'd call that a digital camera, where the image immediately appears on the screen itself, that's a rather more of a problem. Right? There are shooters that hold, and if it's being developed by a Goy, it's more mocking to be Mekel, especially if you're taking a picture of the sunset, and the sun is half in, half out, that's only half, that's also mocking to be Mekel. But the Etzem, it's a shayla in the poskim that is a vada, very chomer to gazak. We'll speak of Ezer Shem, the Yaris Tvash. We'll see what the Yaris Tvash has to say about these in Yonim. Over the Maisa, as I state in the poskim, that a sun and a moon is a problem. Oh, how about a reward stars? Stars. Stickers of a star you give the kids, and they put it on charts, they put on all sorts of things for that. The Maisa, the poskim say that's about the mutter, because again, it doesn't represent a star but etzem, a star in the sky. It represents a star, something kishmak, a reward. It's not an actual star in Shemaim. How about moon cookies? Moon biscuits. Right? You make these biscuits in the shape of a moon. Look, the price came out of the mutter. Why? Because it's not the pshat that you're representing the moon. The pshat is you're making right now a biscuit, a cookie. Happens to be that it's in the shape of a simple moon. You're not representing the moon. That's not called making an image of the moon. That's about going to be mutter. Masha inking. If you have a cake, and on this cake you draw with icing very nicely the stars and the moon, all these sorts of things, that's about a problem. Because then you're talking representing the sun and the moon itself. Right? Or a sesame, homo, for example, where people sometimes make all sorts of fancy things, these things are rather going to be mutter because I'm not be'etzem making an image on them. I mean, there's a chira to what happened over there, it reminds the olam. Those things were mutter. How about puzzles? So the Gemara, as you remember, said, the Gemara said in Rosh Hashanah, be'etzem and be'ezor, to explain the pshat in the Gemara in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Why was Rabbi Gamliel having these pictures of the moon on his wall? So the Gemara said, one of the two, the twirts number two was, it was shabrakim, and it was taken on, it was taken off. Al pi zezuk the poskim, if you have a puzzle, a children's puzzle, and this puzzle has on it stars and moons and all these sorts of things, or maybe even people, as we'll explain in a minute, so the Gemara says, it's a shayla. Of a zukum listen, kaveritz and chodshon, you know, it's no problem, b'chlal, why? Just like on Shabbos, I mean, you could tie in a bet to Makasha. Rabbi Gamliel that had it, it was shabrakim, but what was his Hetzer to make it to begin with. So the poskim say the Hetzer for him to make it to begin with was Rabbi Pasha. His Hetzer was just like on Shabbos, making a puzzle. Again, I'm not going into Shai as a brainer and closer on Shabbos, but there's another big market to be baking on a puzzle. Zogumis and Karel, it's the same thing over here. If you have a puzzle that's a sun and a moon and a star, whatever it is, and you're putting it together, and a Hanami, that's water. If it's very, very tight, it's a stark, a good puzzle, and it's going to stay together for a long time, that could be there's a mocking to be making at all. And you look at that Kitshuva, there's even more maybe a mocking to be making in those situations. Doesn't listen, Kevin, it's not about kids' pajamas. Many kids' pajamas or bed sheets have pictures of stars and moons and all these sorts of images on them. Zuk, the Nusin Kevin, it's a double posture. We have over here a Chochmas Odom, we have a Ritvon, a Shoshana, that says that nobody worships these things, especially if it's on a Bezoin de Gazap, it's not on a Kobe de Gazap, not in a Kobe de Ga'ofim, and Mela, that would be 100% Mutta. And the big Shaila when it comes to sun, moons, and stars is the halachas of the kids coming home from Cheder, from Gan, with all the pictures of Imebreshis with all the beautiful stars and the Noah, everything's gabalding. The Shaila is, what's the Heta? Double Poshet, we said in the Gemara. Heta number three of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah to have the moon was Kedel Islamic. The Melech of the Paiskim, when a child needs to learn something, you've got to teach them. Ain't it doima? And a mela, you'd have to make a picture. So if you make a picture, that's about to going to be nichlal in Gedel Islamid, and that's going to be mutter. Now there is a Taz, and the Taz says, Santa Taz, the Taz says that people make mazolis when it comes to Merida Geshem and the side of the Machsa, they make you see some of these things, right? When it comes to Tfilis Geshem, you see all the little squares with different mazolos on them. Zug the Taz, lo yofahim oisim. It's not the Seder. as a steht in Tat, look, the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef, hold on a minute, it's Gedei Lishlamit, why is he doing it? To know what the Mazalas are, to know what's going on. Zug Mepoiskim, hold on a minute. Everyone knows what these things look like. Elamai, what do you see from here? A tremendous insight. That even if somebody already knows what something is, you tell them what a star is, they know what a star is. You tell a child what a star is, they know what a star is. Oh, but to make it easier for them, to make the Mubis more geschmack for them and understand it better, Nichlon the Heter Gnei Islamin and Memele Mitzmata. And Memele, that would be the Heter that all the Chedas and all the Gans have to send the kids home with these things. It's Poshuk Gnei Islamin, and that Be'etzim, like we said, is Be'etzim Mekor is in the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Gabe, the stars and the moons. Let's now go, in a few more minutes that we have, the Gabe human beings. And Be'ez Hashem will get to Halachas of dolls. So like we said in the beginning, the Mekor of this Halacha is the Gemara of the Zohar. The Gemara says, called what's the pshat? Zug the Ritzvah. It's not kovet shemayim. It's not kovet shemayim for a person to make a surah of an Adam. As we state the Ritzvah. Now, we already spoke about chlokis, I'm not going to go into it again. There's a machlokis if it's boilit, if it's not boilit, if it's a surah that's shalim, if it's not shalim. I am from the machlokis. Lemaisa lalocha, let's go through lalocha lemaisa. Again, like we said, even if you didn't make it, the etzim keeping shaboy, the etzim keeping it in your house is a shaila of an issa. Vadeh Rabbonon, and Shaila with the Raisa Lefidim Rami Rutenberg, maybe the Ramban, another Rishonim. Let's go number one, a snowman. I was once asked to fill into a different Rob's position in a Ask the Rabbi on a certain. Internet site. Ask the Rabbi, they have these Zachen. Okay, so the first question I got was, are you allowed to make a snowman, right? So automatically I thought he meant on Shabbos, right? Because on Shabbos, Shiloh Boinish, Shiloh Kosef, depending on what the surah is. But on my side, I added in this surah over here. Is it a Shiloh of Lois Lassuniti for a person to make a snowman? The Maisa, the person can say about it, there's no Shiloh Bechlal, for two reasons. Number one, Nesman the Palik. Nobody worships a snowman, right? It's not the day of Chalal Chavo de Zohar, that's number one. And I'll be the truth is my rib and other poskim. If it's not going to last for a long time, that's also a big mockery to be made up. Okay, next, I'm going to go back to Gingerbread Man, that's about his mother. How about a trophy, right? A trophy is a tsua mamish, solid, beautiful, of a human being. So the mice of the minig is to be mako. Rebelsi wants the taina that the best thing a person should do is break off a small ava. Maybe the nose will speak about it, Be'ez Hashem, and that's what you should do. But again, the minig is to be mako on these things. How about a shaitel head? So a shaitel head, the mice you can mako for a few reasons. Number one, it's not a tsura gemura for the whole body, it's only a head. Number two, often even the head alone is not an actual head. You haven't got so much the eyes, you haven't got so much everything that's going on over there, it's not a tsura shalema, that's about it. And also, it's like we said, it's a bezoin de kazak, it's not a cover de kikli, that's about the bokeh to be makeup. Plasticine things, where kids make all these sorts of things made out of plasticine, right, what they call over here, plastalina, mashukazeh. Normally, you have to be careful if it's a tsura shalema, dahainu, you make a whole body and the legs and everything to that. That's about they're going to be a shaila. Potato heads, for example, the kids that play with the potato heads, that's about the muta, because then that's sort of tsura of a gun tsura of a person. Lego is a shaila. The heads that we have by Lego will be of what the Gemara said, the Gabi Fakim. It's something that you take apart and goes on again. That's the heads from Rabbi Gamliel. What about going to a wax museum? So the police can say that in Eretz Yisrael, Giyadur, there's one over here in Tel Aviv, that's a wax museum, and it's made by Yidden. To go to such a place, most police can machme, a person should not go to such a place, because he's being misalit by Aveira, it's Mamash Achil Hashem, he's being misalit by Aveira, these are things that are made by Orta, by Jewish people, and these are Mamash Isurim Gemurim, because they make it Mamash to a regular person. Masha'inkin in Chutz La'aretz, that's made by a guy, that's about the Gedebi Mota, there's no Shaila Bachal, and going to a wax museum in Chutz La'aretz, where they're made by goyim. Coins and money, we've spoken out already, most of their team that are related to coins and money, either it's a note and it's flat, or it's a coin, and therefore it's shalrabim, or other hetem that we spoke about, because it's not a full surah. Let me again bite down. Taking a picture, they said, Muhitika tshuva, I saw today from Yaskal Avdi. The Yaskal Avdi brings a tshuva over there, how can it be that people make Yidden take passport pictures? Possibly, Mamish goes by Riches about this. They make Yidden take passport pictures? How did Shaykh, you want to be a from Yid to take a passport picture? Psh, I haven't got time now from one of the Bells of Rebbes. Oh, but he goes by Riches about this. Is there a Shaila for taking a picture of a human being? So, our Pila, as long as that we said before, the Chayyur, there's no Shaila. Why? Because we said, this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chanam, and there's a Sheet, and many other Rishonim. Oh, but the Mais of the Shulchan Aruch passes the Halacha. If a human being is not boiling, it's not 3D, it's Mutter. What's the Shaila? So, the Shaila is a joy. Sorry? And the Chachamim, noch weiter the Hetzer. Oh, very good. Zug the Yaris Tvash, a Ruach Ra goes on somebody that has a picture. Now, the Shaila is what he means. Does it mean on the person taking the picture? Does it mean the person whose picture is on there? Or does it mean the person holding the picture? Not so positive what the Yaris Tvash meant. I'll go upon him, it's not a Yadua, that the Yaris Tvash was very, very mapped on it, and we all know the Cheshitas of many, many Gedolei Olam, for example, the Chazon Ish, for example, was tremendously mapped that nobody should take a picture of him, except that they told him one time that it's the Negev of the Yeshiva, financially, no, I'm masking, he said. Oh, but Be'etzim, he said about this, also, I remember in Yeshiva, Rabbi Chaim Dovotutsky, that cell, he poshut was very mapped on. I remember one time by a seum, he saw somebody taking a camera up to him, the item from Rav Scheinberg, that's all. Right? It was tremendously makbid on it. Tremendously makbid. I remember him, mamash, in old age, running into somebody who was out there pictures, said, Chasuzon, don't take a picture. But they bring down the Sforim, Kedoshim. Again, these are something that mamash, the Kedoshim have to be knowing, not mamash, the regular people. But the Esim is brought down the Sforim, Kedoshim. If a person has an image of himself in this world, he would have no menucha in the next world. It's a maisim for one of the Belzer Rebbes. I don't remember which one. That somebody bought one, a big poet came in one day and brought him a picture of his father, the previous Rebbe. The poets were so excited to come in with this picture, you know, Kilo Akos to the big world. Unbelievable! And he had such a agvas nefesh from it. The image of his father was no image in this world, and this poet managed to get an image made of his father. He was tremendously upset, but he didn't want to get rid of it, because if he got rid of it, the poets would come back and probably see it and say, where's my picture? Oh, it's ruined! Mention the skip for the Yidin. So later he kept it until one day his father came to him in a dream and told him, "Push and burn the picture as soon as possible. You'll have to work, don't have to worry about anyone." And that's the ma'aser what he did. The ma'aser la'alacha is about the meaning is to be mekel, and that even the Chazon Ish says, "Me'ika hadina bi nigle." There's no shayla bechlal. It's 100% mutter. Kach is the minig ha'olam. Come out all the gedolim were not makbid on it, and therefore the ma'aser kach is the minig that a person is allowed to take a picture. He's allowed to be in a picture. He's allowed to hang pictures on his walls. And kach ma'aser, if you go yourself, I've seen it myself in Rochaim Kanievsky's house. I've seen it with Israel Orbach's house. You see all they have all the pictures of the gedolim on their walls, and the main of the fact that there's no shayla bechlal. There is an interesting shayla, maybe it's choshev mishpat, but not for now. If somebody's makbid, and I know, for example, people are makbid not to take a picture, is there an issur to take a picture of them or not? Shayla's in the eskaladi. Oh, we're not going to get into it right now because we haven't got time. Now we're going back to the last sugya we want to deal with, and that is the shayla of dolls. If we remember, we go back to all the etayim that we spoke about, that all of the etayim kamat, at least kamat, don't apply when it comes to dolls. Number one, it's boilet, it's a 3D image. Number two, it's something that it's a whole image. It's a ganze group, from the head down to the toes. It's made sometimes with a greater detail. It's made with expense sometimes. So we have to see what maisa is the halacha with dolls. There's a shayla in Shu's Priyasod in Chelek Gimel. And he discusses the shayla not of owning the doll, but doing business with the doll. And he says if a person wants to do business with dolls, what's the halacha? So he says the maisa can be made for two reasons. Reason number one, it's not in your house. And you're doing it to sell. Reason number two, you give it to kids to play with it. That's a bit of bizarre. It's a covered to Gazakh. The Gemara said, the cleat of a Vedazor, Shimon Gamliel. It's a bizarre in the Gazakh. It's not a covered to Gazakh. Oh, but he ends off the tshuva and he says, all of this is Medina. Of a Vada, anybody that has Rachmanis on his Nefesh should look at the Svarma Gedoshim, what they write of what happens with the tsuras of a person with the Titra Acher, ties to it, Vachule, not to be Mayrich now in these Inyonim. Oh, but the Maisa, he's talking about someone that's doing business in it. Oh, but he says if somebody doesn't do business with it and he keeps it and he brings it into his house, Vadai Medina Osa Omise Shenizah B'tzuris Elu state Yizkel Ahanus Ma'or Ponim Shel Ma'ir. As I state over there in Priyasoda, that the Bible is also for a person to bring in his house. The Kovitz Pitmorim brings a mice from the Satmar Rebbe. One Friday night, the Chassid came into the Satmar Rebbe and he said, Satmar Rebbe, I have an image in my house, I have a doll, what's the halacha? Told him, get rid of it. Take a nose and smash it off. Right? He said, but Shabbos Kodesh. He said, do whatever you would do for Chomet that you found on Pesach. Kofol of Kli. So they asked some rabbi, they're being in a different place, in different Kovitz. They asked some rabbi, I, the Oilim, is Mako. He said, Nechanami, Chesoni Diyah. They don't know. But a Vadi he held it was Osa Gomu. And the Maitre, he's looking for some sofa in Chelik Vav. It comes out to be Osa. The Chazan Ish, the Stiber in Kelis Yaakov, Rav Moshe, the Shevet Halevi, Rav Adashev, are all Machmir on his Inyonim. Again, not making it. Keeping it in your house. That's the Issa. Rav Israel Orbach Shlita told me, Mufurish, Avada, You've got to have it in your house. You've got to knock something off. You've got to remove. We're going to speak about that in a minute. But you've got to remove something. He holds a bottom. It's going to be a problem. That Rebelsky also is machmir, they say in America. Right? You've got to be machmir. There's people that eat the hashish that owe you. The semichan if they owe you. The semichan Rebelsky over there. So he holds to be machmir the maisa over here. That's what he holds. The maisa, somebody was, I was watching the Beis Ra, and somebody told me that they actually asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself. Rav Shlomo Zalman told him it's asa. You've got to break off the nose. Right? So Asach Poiske want to be machmir. What's the heter to be meikel? So we have Baruch Hashem. We have another side of the page over here. There's a mocha to be meikel. What's the mocha to be meikel? We have a few reasons to be meikel. Again, most of the Torah we spoke out. We're not going to be meirich and when the makoros of the Torah are. Number one, we have a mitzvah. We have a chokhmah sodom. There's no derech of people, even if it's not a god, even if it's a real human being. The derech is not to worship these zachar. Remela, there's no chashash of chashad. The ikka chashad b'fishit of Tosfos was what? Was that the desire? And remela, there's no chashad anymore. As I state the Raisa in chokhmah sodom, Mekor is the ritva. Number two, the Islamic, the sachik. That's mom Islamic, you give the kids to play with. It's a kid's toy, like Rav Scheinberg used to say. Now, I used to ask Rav Scheinberg about kids' toys to have a boina. I'm not getting into the shayla now, I'm not practicing anything to do with that. Oh, but start Lego, clicks, and all these zachen, right? Without Paskin, Rav Scheinberg used to say, "What's it? It's not a boina. It's called a kid's toy. You know, it's a whole building, Bechlal." But maybe it's the same thing over here, of the Paskin, through the Essen, the Shal, the Essen, because the Shal, Chuvis Marit, that if something you give to a kid, a Pesayan, he's supposed all over the floor, it gets dirty, doesn't look after it, maybe it's not something that person is choshed for about the Zohar. Number two, the Nachal Eskel says, it's not a tzur of something that's about the Zohar, it's a little dog. That's a tzur of something that people are over there by the Zohar. About the lot. And the Maisa of Berkowitz, when I spoke to him recently about this, he told me about the Maisa, you could be Makel. There's no reason that a person should be Machmir in it. There's another reason to be Makel that we also spoke about. Like the Gemara says, Kalim Zon, Rabbi said, Bezon Zikazach, like we said, that you throw it on the floor, it's not something you keep as a Dovah Choshev, Masha Ein King. People have expensive dolls. For example, a Bokhar told me, Mamish today, that they have these dolls, $100 per doll. You don't even give this to kids to play, these dolls are so expensive. You keep them on the shelf, or you keep them locked away, or you keep them high up somewhere over there, you give them when they're older, these expensive dolls. Or sometimes people have, for example, on their shelves, or in different places, these little images of Chassidish men playing a violin, whatever it may be, or learning, or whatever it may be, making kiddush, all these zachen. These are expensive zachen. So all of these things, you can't tie now a bezoin, you can't tie now, maybe it's not derech a bezoin, because maybe these are harsh of a zachen. So over there, what most poskim would say is the eitzah to chip off something. And that's the maisa we spend working the Gemara but the Zohar. The Gemara but the Zohar says that the maisa, Rabbi Yehuda told him, knock off the nose. That's the maisa what a lot of poskim hold, is when you have something, I know I've done it myself at my house, I had one of these things, I just chipped off the nose. Nobody even noticed it until now. Maybe they'll hit it later. Nobody noticed it. But maybe the nose went off. That's the maisa what a lot of people do. Again, the dolls, there's a big mocking to be makel. There's a big mocking to be makel, like that big doll. Again, the maisa, there's a big mocking to be makel. There's a mocking to be machmo also. You've got expensive choshev azar, then there's a mocking to be machmo over there. There's a sign in the postgame how much you have to knock off. It can be just the nose, maybe the ear in the corner over there that nobody sees so much. It could be if a person who wants to just be machme and doesn't want anyone to know about it. Ken done there's a mock of just to do that corner of the ear over there where nobody would see over there. But again, Kedai professor machme, Dinu Shai the race is over here, Dinu Shai is over the Zohar. Abba, the Kula Alma's maskin. If a limb falls off of the doll, this I don't think anyone would have thought about these things. How about if a limb falls, remember, the arm falls off of the doll, right? So what do you do? The child comes over to you and says, you know, Tati, put back the limb, it's broken, right? He's crying eyes out. So you take this arm and you want to put it back on. Once it is done, you've made a tzura. You've made a tzura l'chatchila. Now hold on a minute. All the svarim that we said until now, at least most of them, when it came to what? The Issa Chashat, Issa Bodhisattva. Oh, but look, Kulaam's maskim, when it comes to the Etam Asir, when it comes to the Issa of Loitz of the Nati, to make it, look, Kulaam's Osa. But maybe you have to be very, very careful. If you're going to put it back, maybe then Taki, you have to be Machmeh, cutting something off. Because then you're making a tzura, which the Kamat, the Kulaam's maskim, is going to be a problem over there. There's a Maisa brought in the Kavitz O Yisrael from the Telemirov. Telemir Rebbe, one time, his wife Nebuch needed a certain operation, something very, very serious. When it came up to the time of the operation, so he saw up in the house over there, had some kind of doll, some kind of tzur over there. So he said to the Rebbe, son, you know, it's a doll, it's a sonity, break off the nose. Okay, so she breaks off the nose. He said to you, no longer need the operation. They went back to the doctors. Didn't need the operation b'chal. It's Bodan Orchas Rabbeinu from the stipler that the stipler was tremendously makbid on certain things. For example, the stipler would never hold in his pocket a Swiss coin. Because a lot of, I don't know there, but now, but Amora used to be the Swiss coin used to have a cross on it. not Dafka, I don't know if it was Dafka, not Dafka, I've no idea. Oh, but Lemaisa is very straight enough as a Benin from the Stifler that he was very, very makan. Adkidekach, that when he moved in to Rashbam 10, he saw the poles that had the electricity lines. Mamish outside his house were in the shape of a cross, above unintentionally. Oh, but it seemed to him it was in the shape of a cross, and he was so makbid by it. By him it was a shaila of a vidzora. He called up the electricity company and he got them to change it. The ma'isa be'ez Hashem. If you learn these halachas, be'ez Hashem, we have initial inshallah. Okay.